72 communities across the nation put in applications. That was recently whittled down to 52, and Madison made the cut. Utilities will track energy use by municipalities and their residents for 2 years, with a winner of the $5 million prize announced in 2017. Jean Hoffman is Facilities and Sustainability Manager for the City of Madison. She says they've insulated city buildings and switched to more energy-efficient lighting.
You know, obviously in the middle of the night when there is no one in the building, the need for heat and power is very different. And so can we automate that?
Christopher Nelson directs the Georgetown University Energy Prize. He says rules allow for communities of different size to compete fairly.
And then the other way that we're normalizing to create a fair competition across the country is for weather. So we'll be using formulas developed by the EPA and others to normalize for different weather conditions and climate conditions across the country.
In the Midwest, Madison will be competing against places like Dubuque, Iowa, Fargo, North Dakota, Urbana, Illinois, and Duluth, Minnesota. Communities that use renewable energy do not get preferential treatment. Nelson says they want to encourage conservation, no matter the source. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.